Radiophrenia, the light at the end of the dial.
Hello, you're listening to Radiophrenia Redux, a programme presenting a series of works commissioned as part of Radiophrenia, Glasgow's art radio station. These works were originally aired during Radiophrenia's second season of broadcasts between August and September 2016. Coming up shortly, we'll hear What You See by Parisian sound art duo Dinah Bird and Jean-Philippe Renou. But first, we have Sandhills by Glasgow-based musician and artist Joe Howe. Inspired both by the short-lived Funkoper or radio opera movement of the 1920s in Germany and British storytelling from the same period, The Sandhills is a quasi-operatic radiophonic work exploring ideas of magic, control and influence through the power of the recorded and broadcasted voice.
My tone is measured, my diction clear and understandable. There are no harsh frequencies or irregular patterns in my manner of speaking. My voice is heard by many others outside this room. Although I cannot hear them, our conversation continues regardless. The listener is, at the same time, alone and together, singular and collective. My voice intrudes on their silence, enters uninvited into their home. Do you feel the effect of my voice now? Do you hear the restraint in my tone? The measured care in my volume? For if I was to raise my voice just a little,
Act 1, Prologue. Paternal fixation, neurotic tendencies, unconscious guilt. Confesses to murder and other crimes. No corroborating evidence. The story is inconsistent, wavering. We are to meet. I arrive at the place where the game is to be played, and there she is, tall, striking, serious. A researcher, a traveller, a conjurer, a strategist, a storyteller. We are to watch the game together.
In here, they ask me of my dreams. I tell them what they want to hear. They are easily distracted with magic, romance, or tragedy. Both they and I make our own stories to suit ourselves. This story, however, is true, only I change it in the telling. A game that keeps it living for me. I know the characters, the people in it, personally. My story is alive and true and therefore always different. Would you like to hear it?
So we'll watch one game and hear of another. But which will be won and which will be lost?
Thank you.
To begin, what is the function of the dream in this story? What do you see?
See? I don't understand.
Not you.
Rachel.
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 I don't see.
There's a fog. A mist.
A mist.
Things are always indistinct.
Incomplete.
Without form or sense.
Now Richard.
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 A sort of heat haze. Like in the sandhills.
But it's like asking a peanut what it sees. The two things are incomparable.
The two things are incomparable.
The two things are incompatible.
What do you feel?
That's like asking a stone what it should feel.
That's like asking a stone what it should
feel. Like asking a stone what it should feel.
Or a 5-pound note.
Or a tree.
Or a middle sea.
Or a middle sea.
One senses in dreams, at least. At least not oneself in a way that is easily described.
Not oneself in a way that is easily described.
What do you hear?
The gorse moving in the breeze.
The gorse moving in the breeze.
The sound of footsteps on the tumbling grains. I hear a voice calling out for its owner.
The sound of silk moving against cotton. A flag raising or lowering.
A long, heavy coat.
And I hear the same voice and knew that we were outside of everything.
How do you know it was the same voice?
I don't, but...
A tree. A bell. A five-pound note. A middle sea. A senseless as a stone.
Ein Baum, eine Glocke, ein Fünf-Pfund-Schein. Ein Baum, eine Glocke, ein Fünf-Pfund-Schein. Ein Baum, eine Glocke, ein Fünf-Pfund-Schein. Ein Baum, eine Glocke, ein Fünf-Pfund-Schein.
Stein would be the direct translation of a middle sea as senseless as a stone. But the problem is that the phrase, or like the word unempfindlich, is still too abstract to describe what you wanted to say with this one word. Ein Stein ohne Sinne, ohne Sinneswahrnehmung. Ein Stein ohne Sinnes, wie ein Stein ohne Sinneswahrnehmung. That would be like the the translation as the idea of senseless. So I would say that.
What do you dream of?
Conjecture. The soul is continually resident. I ask, what function does it perform in our bodies? I ask, is it the same as a lung, a heart, a stomach, a mind? I ask, where is it located? Within or without?
Mister, will you join in our game?
We see her turn, catch her angered expression as it softens, hear the sharp intake of breath and the exhaling of breath.
In the same way that the voice can be trained to transmit oratory in many languages, in the same way that the voice can be trained to transmit class, breeding, and status, in the same way that the voice can be trained to travel to the back of auditoriums, in the same way trained to disarm, in the same way to confuse and control, the same way to shut off the senses, to induce sleep, to paralyze, in the same way amplifying and intensifying this process to the maximum degree, in the same way with the maximum effect, the maximum result.
Just a little.
1, 2, 3.
I should like to hear this shout.
Thank you.
happened that day? Did she scare you?
Her face looked like a storm about to break. Her eyes dark and full of rain. She had a face like the devil.
Act 2, and we're in the sandhills. A boundary between two states, a change between two constants. A march both towards and away. Things are loose, bendable, unbuckled here. Anything could happen. She stands across from Rachel and Richard, all three expectant, yet reticent. She is preparing.
The wax will bind against anything getting in.
The wax will bind against anything getting in.
Or out.
One, two, three. Focus tightens on the face. At first, a mask of formless cloud, then hard, a mask of porcelain or quartz. A gasp, a whistle, a rush of air as if released from the neck of a balloon. The earth and the dunes seem to move underfoot. Years of erosion and desertification in a second. A rush towards and away. A tectonic shift. A tremor. The landscape becomes a slow sine wave. A bell curve.
Shall I just go for it?
The local shoemaker, although busy with his work, is still struggling to shrug off the covers of last night's bad dream.
Oh, you're looking bad. If you feel as bad as you look, I feel worse. I have been tipped upside down. Everything inside feels to have been rotated and put back askew. I have been picked up and chucked away. A tree, a bell, a £5 note. A middle C, as senseless as a stone.
And when I came back, she was in my house, and it was her house, and she was there, and I wasn't there, and you were there.
Arriving at the premises, we approached the suspect, asking her to accompany us to the station. She became aggressive and loud and made to cause a fuss. Then something just seemed to break inside.
She became lighthearted and almost joyful, losing all of the darkness in her face.
Like a cloud lifting.
Act 3, finale. So,
did you like my story?
Thank you.
conjecture. If the soul is continually resident, how does one account for the expression of the corpse in the scoring hut that afternoon? It looked to have never lived at all. It's hard to believe that any essence had ever animated that rigid form. All life had fled, and any spirit that inhabited was wandering in the ether, in the land between air and water, in the sandhills.
Music by Joe Howe. Voices by Rebecca Wilcox, Darren Rimes, Aideen Doran, Ray McGachan, Jessica Higgins, Matthew Walker-Dean, Louise Wilson, Rob Churn, and Joshua Hill. Commissioned for Radio Freenia 2016.
That was Sandhills by Joe Howe, a Radio Freenia commission funded by Creative Scotland. For more details on Radio Freenia's activities, please visit our website at www.radiofreenia.scot. You're listening to Radio Freenia Redux. Next we have What You See by Dinah Bird and Jean-Philippe Renou. What You See is the third sound work Dinah and Jean-Philippe have made inspired by aerial disappearances and crashes. In June 2016, during a residency in Kilpisjärvi, northern Finland, they came across the crash site of a World War II German Junker bomber plane, brought down in the midst of the bleak Arctic landscape in 1942. Over 70 years later, remnants of the aircraft are clearly visible. Possible wing parts, piping and rusty metal are fused and fossiled into the stony lunar landscape, like a decaying dinosaur carcass, or perhaps a forgotten memorial to those who perished. The recordings in this piece were made almost entirely on site.
What you see every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. We are alone. Thank you. you see every day is what you never see. Cloud formations never to be repeated. Every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. Flies. One up my nose, one down my ear, one in my eye. One down my ear, one stuck in my eye. What you see every day is what you never see. Tin can lies amongst the rocks. A lone wing part, torn down the middle. Molten metal fuses into the rocks.
Six, 90-52. Attention.
What you see every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. What you see every day is what you never see. Thank you.
You just heard What You See by Dinah Bird and Jean-Philippe Renou. What You See was a Radiophrenia commission funded by Creative Scotland. For more details on Radiophrenia's activities, visit our website at www.radiophrenia.scot.